The Muscogee Creek, Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, and Seminole nations and the state of Oklahoma release an agreement to help the state's congressional delegation write legislation that would settle jurisdictional questions in the wake of last week's McGirt ruling. Cherokee Nation Attorney General Sarah Hill says when it comes to criminal cases, the plan is to essentially restore the state's ability to prosecute cases while not changing the tribes.
For instance, if I am in Catoosa and I run a red light, the officer can give me a ticket and the state of Oklahoma could prosecute me for that violation, even though I'm an Indian and even though I was on the Cherokee Nation's reservation when that offense occurred. Now, the tribal officer, of course, could also prosecute me for that in the Cherokee Nation tribal court because the tribe has jurisdiction as well. It's a shared jurisdictional structure.
With the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that much of eastern Oklahoma remains an Indian reservation, the state lost much of its power to enforce laws against tribal citizens here. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter says while that matter can be settled, there's still the question of how past convictions will be dealt with, as some defendants can contend the state lacked authority to prosecute them.
Individuals will need to do sort of a gut check, if you will, whether or not finishing their term in a state facility makes more sense than being retried in federal court.
The agreement between the state and the tribes also lays out principles for clarifying civil jurisdiction, though McGirt dealt only with criminal matters. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.